Hey everybody, that was bad. We're out of practice.
This is our third one in a week. We should be in practice.
I know. We're worse because we're in practice. All right, everybody, we're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
Your podcast.
Your podcast.
I don't know if you jumped or it just jumped.
I think it just jumped.
Because it was awesome. Because you're like, your weekend hangover podcast. Yeah. Like, because we're weak is what you're saying.
Right, yeah, because we don't work out
enough. Yeah, right. Like, I do, but not, like, at a gym. Yeah. Mine's all just lifting boxes all day.
Yeah, the same box is empty. You're like...
No, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, these feel boxes. the burn. Yeah, yeah. So, man, we got a contest. We got two contests.
Two contests.
Contesties.
You can say contesties on the internet. I guess you can.
You definitely can say contesties on the internet.
Yeah.
That's like the arch nemesis of conquistadors.
Yeah,
the contesties.
The contesties. Contesties, you're essentially saying we're with Pauls.
Yeah, there you go. Nailed it. Contesties. So anyways, we have two contesties. So why don't you talk about the right contest?
Yes, we have a pair of contesties. So... the first contest is just for a 10-foot. I almost said 10-inch episode cable.
Man, it's even better. A 10 those feet. Are the contesties. Yes.
It goes from one end of your board to the other.
Right.
But anyways, it's a contest.
10-foot cable, right?
Yeah, 10-foot cable with. I believe the color is lilac or some purple.
It is lilac, I think.
Okay. Purple-esque. Thing. What? Toe flexor. I don't remember what it's called.
Get with it. Get with it.
It's I can't get with it.
Tech flex.
Oh, tech flex, right.
It's but like
if people listen to last week's episode, they'll hear you fumble through it, so that's okay.
Yeah, it was really bad. So this
episode, you're like, toe-lex. But anyways.
Yeah, toe-lex.
The contest is to see who can have the best your weekend hangover podcast impression.
Which obviously we've proved it doesn't have to be that good.
Right, yeah. And so, I just thought about this. So we will not only send you a sinusoid cable, but we will also use your vocals for a whole month.
A whole month?
On the show.
Listen, that's four episodes, guys.
Four. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, what about the right? What about the left contestee?
The left contestee. We got a pedal giveaway. It's a Red Llama clone. I covered it in stickers. It looks rad. I actually want to put it on my board, but I'm not going to. And you can win it. It's an Instagram contest. You basically just have to follow us on Instagram, repost it, and follow us on the either Podbeam or iTunes, and you can win it. It's gonna be random, so Jamie Davis will probably win. And when only two people do the contest, it really leaves him and Jamie Davis and Clifton. So. Right. So at some point he's got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, but Aaron Abubo shared it.
I know. Actually, we've gotten a ton of traction. I looked and we've had like maybe like 15 entries, nice. Like something close to that, like 10 or 15 entries. So I'm really excited. So that's cool. We're really excited about that.
That'd be fun. What's the Instagram handle? Is it the Flippin' Flippers?
It's the Flippin' Flippers podcast.
Nice. Your weekend hangover podcast.
Oh, you won. You won. The right contestee contest.
Super funny about the word testy. So my PlayStation name is Esty the Bestie, and my friend Dana's like, he's like, dude, you have to create me an account. That way, like, you know, we could play Call of Duty together, like when I'm at your house, blah blah blah. And I was like, yeah, but I get the name. I was like, I get to pick the name. And so he's like, okay. So. Like, if it's all the characters that you could use, like, a name, and his, whenever we would play, it would be Essie the Bestie, and then he would be Essie the Bestie's Testy.
Just a right-hand man hanging in there.
And he was all mad, and I was like, you said I could pick the name.
Yep, so that's it could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse, because I've seen a lot worse. Yeah, welcome to the internet. Well, actually, that's online right. gaming, the most hateful place on the earth.
Yes. So besides us, so there's two sad things that happened this week. So besides us not being in NAMM.
Yeah, that's really, I'm kind of sad.
Last week I wasn't able to go because we're recording for the future.
Okay, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm like, I also wasn't able to go.
Recording for the future. But, so not only that happened, but this whole debacle with Amazon happened.
Oh my gosh, it's awful. It's awful. It's not awful. Like, it's fine. I get it. Like, so, those of you who don't know, Amazon, which you know, because I don't know. I don't know why I even said that. But Amazon basically, Music 321 and then another company called, like, Wood and, like, Brass Winds or something like that, put out a pricing error on all their guitars for $112.94. And basically the internet broke. Right. So Tim Ballant called them and talked to them. Actually, I think it's Tim Ballant is what he Ballant, said his name. Yeah. And basically he talked to the people at Music 123 and they said that there was over 6,000 purchases. And obviously they can't fulfill that. That's crazy. I think they should have let a few people get through the cracks, like some of those squires and stuff that just had stayed forever.
Right.
Mine just canceled like 3 minutes ago. I just finally said, hey, is this going to ship or what? And I got a cancellation right away. And I said, why, you know, and they said they're going to get a $20 gift card to everybody who had this issue, but what, like, whatever, it's fine. I get why they can't fulfill it. Like
let's say they do that. Right.
Yeah.
But so let's say each person bought, I don't know, 6 guitars.
Uh-huh.
You're still giving away 20,000, like, you're still giving away, like...
Well, they're only doing it one per customer, first of all. And then second of all, I think they're only going to do it for the people that send in a complaint.
Oh, that's sucky.
So, because that's why, because Cole Duke didn't get one. And then he's like, how did you get that? And I'm like, well, I put in a complaint because they held my money for 4 days.
Right.
You know, now this is funny though. I just looked them up because I think personally, this is my thought on it. I don't have an issue with them not fulfilling it as far as the company not doing it because whatever, that would put them out of business. I get that. But I think that Amazon should have dropped them because it should have. I mean, I understand it's a mistake, but I think Amazon has to take some ownership as well and say, hey, listen, it's an outside seller. They had 6,000 items that if I was a personal seller on Amazon and I didn't fulfill 6 items, they would kick me off. So why can a company that didn't do 6,000 items, you know, not get kicked off?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the fact that they didn't fulfill them. I mean, I would like to made $3,000 this month, but I'm not going to now. I bought 9 guitars. Yeah. Which is crazy. And I had 2 American Fenders. I had a Squire Jag that was vintage modified. I had a ton of Schecters. I had, there was something else too. Another, like a Mexican Telecaster. So I had a ton of stuff.
Right.
And I mean, I would have just made stupid money. And it's fine. It's fine it didn't get fulfilled. But I do think that Amazon has to take a little bit of a stand and say, hey, as a seller, we're going to put your account on hold for a little while. You know what I mean? Like that's all they have to do. I'd be totally right. happy with that. And then the other portion is, that I think is funny is they, in lifetime of being on Amazon, they have a 2% negative feedback, 1% neutral, 96%, positive. In the last 12 months, they had 4%, 1%, and 94% or 95%. In the last 90 days, they had, 13% negative, 1% neutral, and then 86% positive. So that's not great, but I don't think that's a reflection. But this month, 32% negative, 1% neutral, and then 66% positive. So just like reading through them, they're like, I bought 5 guitars and didn't receive them. I went on Amazon Prime Day and I bought a guitar for $112.94 and it was never approved. Thanks for honoring the price. Like there's just so many of those. And I was reading through them. They're just so funny that people are just like, you guys are like, this one is like, I really appreciate you guys holding this or honoring this price. The fact that you marked it down and didn't ship it just shows that you are total scumbags. Like they're just so mean. Some of them are awesome. And they say their names, you know, that one's from Ryan Nunez. Like right, they say their names.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's really, really funny. I probably could read through them all day long. And there's some that, like, you know, they put, like, what would be a swear word, but they just put, like, you know, all the, you know, signs, you know, like asterisks, you know, money sign, you know, right, so it looks like cartoon swear words. And it's just pretty funny. My only issue, really, honestly, with the whole thing is the fact that they had one guitar that they let on. If they had canceled that one guitar, the Squire Vintage Modified, like, if they had canceled that right away with all the rest of them, I would have been like, okay, but they didn't. So they held my money for that for basically almost a week. I mean, it was got to be, I don't know what day that was, but four days, you know, 5 days. And then they also held money on every single one of those purchases. So I had, you know, roughly $1,000 just like in limbo, which is not cool. Like, and I understand part of that's probably the Amazon process and some of that's probably, you know, but it was pretty sucky. But I mean, all in all, whatever. I kind of assumed in the back of my head that it wouldn't happen because this happened once before with another company, I believe.
Huh.
So where Amazon didn't fulfill any of the orders, but a few people did get them. I remember some people like, yeah, I got my Squire, or I got my whatever. So I purchased one of those too when that happened, and it got canceled almost immediately because of the pricing error. So yep. So that's that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nutty, but it was so much fun. I'm not gonna lie, it was so much fun. Because it was like Christmas. Like, it was like, hey, here's a gift card for $1 million. Buy whatever you want, and I couldn't spend the money fast enough. It was really cool. It was like the movie Blank Check.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, you know, a limousine and pizza, this is the height of luxury right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and but it was fun. And then all the talk, like, oh, we're not gonna get them, oh, we're getting them, oh, mine just got canceled, oh, I talked to them, that's not gonna happen, like all the talk. It was just, the internet blew up and it was awesome. It was so much fun. So I'm glad I was a part of it. But you know, me, Cole Duke, who else? Jamie Davis bought a ton. I'm trying to think of who else bought some. Ed Chu bought some. There was a ton of people that bought like multiple items. And I think we were really holding on to that Squire Vintage Modified coming.
Right.
It just never did. I was like, well, I still have that one, so that's fine. And then that one was taken away from me moments ago.
The one that never came.
I know. And my wife even said, she's like, you could just keep it. It's cool. You should just keep it. Yeah. I was like, I should just keep it.
So is this like flipping off Amazon part three? But we're
this
just
is like Amazon. Back? This is Amazon just flipping off you.
Yeah, that's right.
We're part Amazon, one.
But in the mean way, we're giving them the bird.
Yep.
Melissa style.
Yeah, I just got my refund officially.
These are our friends.
Yep, that's funny. Yeah, that's so funny. That's such a good story. Melissa was embarrassed that I told that story, but I was like, it's so good, and you're not like, you would never do that now, you know.
Right.
It was good then because you were young and dumb.
Right.
So yep. So that's our saga. So now we got to get to let's get down to the biz. We've been shaming people, and I want to take one back.
Take it back.
And it's not because it's a friend of the show, because I loved that we shamed Eric Veronic.
Right.
But
money,
but I literally called him or he called me or something, and we were talking, and he said, yeah, I'm selling this, I'm selling that, I'm selling this. And then I go, yeah, we also shamed you on the podcast about the Pelotar. He's like, what? And he's like, yeah, for selling it. He goes, I'm not selling that. I go, you definitely are, and you're selling it for like a good price. He's like, no, I'm not. I didn't put it up. Huh. And I said, it's on your name. And he goes, well, what's my name? I said, I know your name is E-Money, whatever it was, E-Money Haberdashery or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, oh no. And he like got online and like took it off immediately. He goes, my wife was helping me. She must've did that. Gotcha. And he's like, that's why the pictures were all sideways. Which I thought was even better.
So Eric Veronic's wife? Boo.
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 So,
Veronic, boo.
I mean, I think we need to, let's just double check just for a minute to be sure, because, you know,
right,
people make mistakes and they sometimes don't take things off when they say they're going to.
Amazon style.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm not sore about that because it's whatever, but it is. It would have been nice to.
Well, like you're uber excited, right?
Yeah,
you're excited, and then you get punched right in the balls, right in the contesties,
right in the contesties. That's the funniest thing.
The only blue one I see is the.
Oh, let's just boo this guy, anyways. This guy's name is Too Much Fuzz. Oh, did we do him already?
Yeah, we did. Like the first one we started.
His pictures weren't sideways before, were they?
I don't know, but we didn't boo him.
Well, let's boo him. Boo, you suck. I love those knobs. Those white knobs look so good.
Yeah.
Because it comes with brown knobs, but I like the white knobs.
Right.
No,
No
bashing to Leon. I like the brown knobs too, but I like the white ones better. So, anyways, so what's new with you, man?
Not much.
Cool. Awesome. This week's episode is brought to you by Sinusoid.
That's right.
Go there for all your cable needs. They have a 100-year warranty. I'm leaving mine in my will. I did buy they're out of the I don't even know if we should talk about this, but they're out of the what are they called? Not the slates, the slivers. And so Eric Veronix is selling like all his electric gear. And I was like, you want those cables? And he's like, I'm selling them. I was like, okay. And so I bought all his slivers. So I'm excited that I got those. They came and I basically sold all my patch cables that I had. They're just Hosa ones, so I'll get like 20 or 30 bucks for them. But
right.
It was nice to get those, and I don't have enough, so I'll have to buy some more when they come out. So I'll buy them right from the website, obviously.
Right, yeah. And when I order mine, I was going to – I have to just look for that surprise me option for the.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm gonna do because mine are all black. So I'm like, yep, I'm doing surprise me. So they're all different colors. Well, unless purple's an option, which it's not.
Yeah, so, purple would be sweet.
Yeah, I asked them about it. They were super nice. They just said we just don't have that color yet. And he's like, maybe down the road. I was like, cool.
Down the road.
Yeah, I was like, don't tease me with down the road.
Down the road again. Ding, 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 ding. We're going to have
getting purple. Getting slivers in every color you want.
Did you accept for purple because you got it? Like, dang you guys.
So good.
You're still my
No, those guys are super awesome. Their customer service is fantastic. There was a little bit of an issue with the cable that I got, and they were just so nice and so willing to help me out. And most of it was on my part and my understanding, so which is totally fine, but they were more than – you know, like accommodating and nice to like take care of me.
Right. Yeah.
So plus the coffee that they send, I don't know what coffee it is. It's so freaking good. I know you don't like coffee, but
I don't. Maybe I'll just send it to you.
Yeah. Please do.
I should no longer drink coffee for the time.
Oh, really?
So it works out. I'll send it to you, or I'll just send it, or I'll just have them send it to you. in like the purchase notes.
Yeah,
send this coffee to Paul.
Yeah, say send an extra one because he wants it. I have to look up what I'm sure it's on their website, but of what they what actual brand it is because it's really freaking good.
Is it?
Yep, I really enjoyed it.
I feel like coffee. I could equate coffee with like chicken.
Yeah, no, totally. That's a fair analogy, I guess.
Because I freaking love
chicken wings. Me too. I love chicken wings.
Bone in,
of course. Yeah, but there's a place down the street from us. They're called Slice, and they do everything wings, and they're super good. And they make that. They're a work of art when they come out. And but they do a special that's boneless, and they're just way too cheap to say no.
Right.
Like, because the bone-in ones are like – if you want a small pizza and bone-in wings, it's like $50. And then, like, if you want the – and because we get a lot of wings. You know, that's like – I don't remember how many wings that is. I'd have to look at it. But it's a good amount. And then – I don't remember how many wings it is, but it's basically
– that's about 5 pounds.
It's $50, and you get a small pizza, and I think it's maybe 60 wings. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, I think it's 60 wings because I think they let you do 20, 20, and 20 for like different flavors.
Oh, nice.
And then, but they have a deal that's a small pizza and 2 pounds of boneless wings for $20.
What?
And then, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. So it's like they taste just as good in that,
everything sauce.
Yeah. In that everything sauce. Like the other ones, I'd probably be like, meh, you know, I'm just going to bite the bullet and get the better ones, you know. But the fact that the everything wing sauce is so good, it's like, wow, I can live.
Right. Everything wing sauce.
This episode was also brought to you by Slice in New Hartford. Check them out. Yeah. They got a great deal on pizza and wings.
Boneless wings.
Yes, boneless wings.
You know what I don't like about living here? Like, no one does
wing sucks.
Well, no, the wings are pretty good. Oh. No one does like the pizza wing deals.
Right, because it's not. Yeah, I hear you. Yep, that's the only thing that I would hate about like moving like out west or something is the pizza wing deals are just not really like around.
Yeah, they don't even exist.
if you guys have a good pizza wing deal around you, hit us up. I'd like to hear what it is.
Yep, and then we'll judge you.
Oh, harshly. We'll super harshly.
Super harshly. I'll be super jealous because I don't have a wing deal.
I'll just mail you some stuff from Slice.
Sounds perfect.
Good.
Why are there just like food for like why is there all this food and fruit flies all over this mail? Like, I don't know. We weren't home to get it. Nope.
And it probably looks spoiled, but I'm still gonna try it.
Everything wakes. I'm going for them.
So I had some flips this week. It's pretty crazy. I had some really good flips. I'm gonna do some rundown for you so you can kind of see what's going on. I don't know what that means. It's like a rig rundown.
This part of the show, the flipping rundown.
Flipping rundown. So I bought a AeroPress, which is funny because I text Josh Marmon right away. It's like a coffee thing. It's like a French press, but it's like a modern style French press. And I bought it for $3.99, and I sold that for $24 plus shipping. Oh, nice. Which was awesome. And then let's see. I had a bunch of guitar stuff. So I sold a Black & Decker. It's called like Lid Off, and it like, you know, like helps old people take the lid off. It's just like automatic. I bought it for $12 and I sold it for $50.
Oh, nice.
And then I sold a guitar neck for that MIM guitar. The Stratocaster. I sold that for $96.89 plus $15 shipping, and it was only $10 to ship it.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome. That took care of the fees too, which is awesome. And I don't know if you know this, I'm going to say this, which I think is awesome. eBay finally understands that reverb is killing them in the music world, like the music. So they just lowered their fees to 3.5%, the same as reverb.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Because sometimes there's stuff that will only sell on eBay just because the market's so much bigger. But now you don't take that hit, you know?
Right.
And then I sold, I sold a vintage Sunbeam, like food processor. That was brand new in box. I bought that for $3.99. I sold it for $24.99.
Oh, nice.
And then I sold, a body that I was working on that had that, pick guard that I made with like the, I don't know, like the Native American tribal looking thing on it. I sold that for $104, which is not really what I wanted to be, but I didn't lose any money. I just lost my time basically.
Right, yeah.
Because after like pickups, the bridge I had, the assembly I had, I bought the cup, you know, like the input jack, and then the pick guard. So I'm really kind of like right at like $88 or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
So, and then, you know, I just had a bunch of other stuff sell all over the place. I had some stuff sell on reverb. I had like a compressor sell on reverb. So I've been killing it, which is great because we're going on vacation. So it's like, cool.
Right. Yeah.
And then I used 63 of those dollars from JB Davis from that neck to go to NAMM, going to Winter NAMM.
Oh, babe.
Yep. I used my credit card reward points and it only cost me $63 round trip ticket. And I said, done. That's
crazy.
Yep. I was like, I cannot. The price of the ticket was good too. The ticket was only like $287 or something.
Oh, yeah, that's super good.
Yeah, because they have like a deal, and plus I'm buying it so early, you know, like we have 7 months or 6 months, you know, before I go. Yeah. And yeah, I can't do math. It's 6 months. It's not even 6 months.
I can't count.
Yeah, I can't count. It's 5 months away. No. But I cannot not go for $63 out of my pocket. I'm just gonna go. So yeah, so now I just got to figure out who to bunk with and see if I can team up with somebody to stay. But some people are talking about doing like a doing an Airbnb for the week or whatever, and then, you know, splitting the cost, which would be cool because you could potentially get your own room, which is cool.
Right. Yeah.
I'd be totally down with that. So I'm excited. All this NAMM talk got me excited, and I was like, dude, I'm going to check out those tickets, and I just bought one.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to buy it. Bye.
I've also been selling those Jordans, like all those Jordans.
Oh, yeah, the baby Jordan.
Yeah, so we sold four pairs now, and so we've made like $40. That's great. This is awesome. We're so excited.
Excuse me, that's in the middle of the yawn.
That's okay. I like it when you yawn to me. I like it when you yawn Kapoor.
Yeah, you have Kapoor. The David told me.
Yeah, so I'm quickly growing on 10 grand now. It's because like awesome. My wife has been hitting it hard too now. So we're like teaming up. So our flips are going to be out of control, which I say we team up, it means she lists 10 items and I list 100, but it's still like awesome. You know, like that's 10 items I don't have to list. And usually hers tend to sell well, you know, cause she is very particular about what she purchases to sell. So like me, I might take a chance on something where hers is like, yep, it's a sure deal. That's going to sell.
She's like, I've done my research.
She's like, I know appliances better than, like, I know small kitchen appliances better than anyone in the world.
Yeah.
Test me.
But don't get testy with me.
Don't get contesty with me. So I did buy a new mic stand. And that was fun. That was on Amazon Prime Day. And so that was good. It's actually pretty, it looks like I'm in like a recording studio. It's cool. Like I have like a little, like, you know, like elbow style, you know, mic stand, and it's all, you can adjust it. And then, you know, it came with a pop filter, and I was like, it was like $20. And I was like, how can
You bought that one last week.
Yeah. Cause they did like, stuff like leading up to Prime Day or whatever. So.
Exciting.
Yep.
Exciting.
The microphone that came with it was terrible though. So,
well, for $20 and you get a stand and a mic, the mic is most likely going to be trash.
Well, it was like either like 89 or 69 new, and I knew the mic probably wouldn't be good, you know. But I was like, we'll see.
Right.
So I'm like, I want the stand. And everywhere I looked for a pop filter, it's $10. And for a stand, it's $20. And I'm like, well, this is cheaper.
Yeah.
And actually, that's pretty good quality. That's fine. Like, the stand's fine. Cool. Coolio, man. Cool, yeah. So you said nothing was new with you, but is there anything new with you?
I was like, no. You're like, oh, great.
I was like, this is about to buy a sinusoid.
No, I think the only thing that I have going on is I'm still trying to, my friend Sam and I are like, she's helped me write a show because she's very organized and I'm not very organized.
Gotcha.
And then there's a cabaret that I'm doing at the end of the summer. And like they do like every week they do like a musical workshop thing. So I'm part of that too. So that's good. It's, you know, it's something to do. And besides just be home, it's really weird to like be home full just for the summer. Cause I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, that sounds awful. How do you live with yourself?
Well, cause I'll come home and I'm like, I don't, cause there's always stuff to do, but I'm like, I really wish I had schoolwork to do. That way I didn't have to do any of this other stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I don't want to clean. I don't want to do this. You know, like, or like, I just want time alone. Because, like, Noah's being all 8-year-old like, and I just want to be left alone, but I don't have homework for my excuse. I'm doing homework. Leave me alone. Dad, you play video games. Shut up.
It's research.
Yeah. We're going to video game college. Like, what?
It's like, you never told me that, Dad.
Yeah, you're the coolest. I hate you. Like, sounds about right.
Good. I'm glad it's going well over there. That's great.
Yeah,
that's really,
it's pretty good. Life is a little bit crazy, but you know, as life is.
Yeah, totally. I've been doing a lot of traveling for work as of late, just because we're trying to cut down on some costs and do some things ourselves. And I've had numerous conversations, like long conversations with different people from the hum and the slum that I haven't really had conversations with before. So that's been kind of fun. I had like an hour and a half conversation with Co Snyder.
Oh, nice.
It was fun. We just talked about family stuff and, you know, we both got kids around the same age and it was fun. And then I had a very long conversation with Vinan.
I miss that guy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I talked to him about it. I said, where the heck are you? He said, I can't tell you. I said, fair enough. But he said, you know, in South Africa, it's so crazy. You know, he's like, one day we're just like, you know, watering our lawn and, you know, talking to our friends and, you right. know, doing shows. And the next day I'm driving up a mountain to put out a fire. And he's like, and I don't work for the fire department.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane. Yeah, because didn't he talk about it?
Yeah, he did a live stream when they drove. Like, they basically put not bedliners, but just like tarps, I think, in the back of their trucks and filled them with water, like just super crazy. So it's nuts. Yeah, he did like a live stream of it.
Yeah, it's just, that's crazy.
Yeah, so. It's just a crazy world there, but like, yeah, but I guess they like bought a house and that's super awesome and he's doing nice. Good and things are great and it like more power to him. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. We miss you, buddy. Come back.
Yeah. Well, just come on the show.
Yeah, just have him on the show.
We're not going to tell you when you record, so just you have to stay online all the time.
Let's just call him right now. Like,
he's probably up.
I know, it'd be crazy.
He's just getting up, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. He'll be ready.
Yeah, he'll be good. He'll be good. So I'm trying to hold out and be the last person to sell their M2.
Yeah, because who sold them already?
Cole Aaron Abubo and Cole sold theirs.
Yeah, okay.
I like it. It's fine. It's just not a great playing guitar. And I think if I could get a hefty profit on it, I might buy something like different. You know, like I might try to get like a Gibson Les Paul special or something. You know, like something small, like fun like that. Or who knows? Something different.
Something fun and different.
Because I don't want a regular Les Paul. That thing hurts my back too much. I'm done with that.
Yeah, like I'm older now. I need a brace.
Well, you know, I sold that. I had that Epiphone
Les
Paul
custom, the Silver Burst. Custom,
the Silver Burst, which was gorgeous and it played like a dream, but it also like faded to yellow and I hated that too. Which that's right. Natural, it's supposed to do that, but it's like this looks yellowy. Yeah. So I just sold it. Which and is it's cool. Like
800 pounds.
Oh yeah, it weighed a ton. Yeah, it was I don't remember. It's definitely like over 10 pounds.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that guitar I got so cheap. Yeah, that's I don't know if I've ever talked about that. I should bring that up. So back in the day, so this is I from a musician's friend, I ordered that guitar. It was like not a Black Friday deal, but just like a summer deal or something, and I really liked it. And it was $599, which was, you know, like $150 off their regular price or something for that. And then, no, it was $599 was their price. And then it was marked down to $499 and I pulled the trigger. The thing came and I ordered a case with it. And I said specifically in the thing, knowing Gibson and Epiphone and the headstock issues, I said, please put this in the case before you ship it. What happened? Got two separate boxes and one of them was broken. Yeah. Wasn't the case. So I called them and they were very nice and they said, oh, we're so sorry. We're going to send you, we're emailing your label right now. Just put the guitar in the back in the box and we will take care of all of this. And, you know, for your inconvenience, we're going to, oh no, before that. So before it arrived, they did another price drop and it went down to like $400 even.
Right.
And then, and so like I'm at like $450 at that point because I paid for a $50 case. And so then they said, oh, for the inconvenience, we're going to just throw you, you know, like $100 off, you know, because that shouldn't have happened. And you were very diligent about putting that in there and we're really sorry. And I said, hey, great. And then so it came and it ended up being $350. And then I sold it for $500. Which was pretty awesome. So, I think part of the thing about not flipping, because you're never going to be able to flip off like a place like Musician's Friend or something, because like a lot of times when they clearance that stuff out, it never, you know, you're selling it used at that point and nobody's going to buy it for that price, but there are deals. But, you know, like if something's wrong, just speaking up sometimes is like the difference. Yeah. You know, you just, you really just say, hey, listen, this is what happened and I'm not happy. And they'll kind of try to take care of you.
Yeah.
Unless you're Amazon, then you don't take care of anybody.
Yeah. Just cancel all the orders for the day.
Yeah. I am. So it's funny about that is that Amazon said, yeah, we didn't cancel those orders. We were fine with that. And then Music123 said, oh, Amazon canceled all the orders. And then down the road, they're like, yeah, we canceled those orders. Yeah. We're like, did you order a code red? Like, just like, like screaming in their face.
Yeah.
Like, you can't handle the truth. So you haven't seen, yeah, you like, haven't seen that movie, have you?
Which one?
That's from A Few Good Men.
No, I have not.
That's why you didn't get that.
You're right. All I thought was of the Chappelle Show skit when it's like, he put his feet on my couch. He's like, I didn't put my feet on his couch. Yeah, I put my feet on his couch.
Yeah, I put, yeah, Charlie Murphy. I put my feet on his couch.
No, he's like,
Rick James.
Rick James put his feet all over the couch. I put my feet on his couch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I forgot it was Rick James says that. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I put my feet on his couch.
That's like one of the best skits ever. I love that skit. Rick James. Rick James. It's so good. Yeah, I love that. I love the Chappelle Show back in the day. It was so good.
Yeah. But I saw
it had its moments.
No, it was super inappropriate.
It had its moments. Yeah. Define inappropriate. No, I'm just kidding. I love when they have John Mayer on and he just goes to all these places and like he's in
white
like a
bar. White people love electric guitar.
White people love electric guitar. And then he's playing like in a barber shop. It's so funny. Yeah. So stinking funny.
It's like black people love drums and Spanish people love electric piano with loud gibberish screamed over it.
So good.
Oh man. It's pretty solid.
Yeah. So we're going on vacation. So you're going on vacation too, right?
Yes.
And you're going to NAMM, right?
I sure wish we could.
You could. You just need to be like, I'm getting some milk. I'll be right back.
8 hours later.
Yeah. You're like, listen, a tractor trailer ran into my car. It's totaled. Don't worry, though. We fixed it.
We got a clone.
It's totally fixed. We got
this Honda Civic clone.
They asked me if I wanted anything else. I didn't want you to be mad, so I just got what we already had.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's good. I'm excited about some of the stuff that came out in NAMM that they've been posting. I really think those, I don't know what they're called, but those new Epiphones for $100 look like those could be fun. Yeah, what are they called? They look like Les Paul Specials.
Oh, yeah, they look pretty neat. Like the really weird pick card.
Yeah, I like it, though. I think it's tasteful, even though it's weird. I think the pick card, from what I've seen from pictures, I think the pick card looks cheap. But I can live with that.
Right, yeah. Huh.
I can't even find a picture of it. I'm so dumb.
Oh, I literally typed in Epiphone and then, like, into Google. I even spelled that.
There it is right there. And it knew it.
And it knew it.
Yeah. The only thing is that pick guard is like a one ply from everything I can see, like on like the pictures right, and stuff. So like on some of the guitars that I've seen, they don't look like they are totally adhered to the body. They like their space. So I'm kind of like, meh. But like on the ones I'm looking at that are on display look great, actually. Except for the fact that one tag says it's got like a gold sparkle and it says sunset yellow, and then it's sunset yellow is right there and it's clearly not a gold sparkle. Somebody like posted a picture that this is like a glittery version and then it's not a glittery version at all.
That's fine.
I really like that teal one or aqua or whatever color it is.
Yeah.
Seafoam. It's kind of a surf color, but it's got like Fender vintage style knobs and stuff. I think it looks super cool.
Yeah.
I would just put some nice pickups in it, some new tuners.
Like, I just put some strap pickups in it. Like, what are you talking about?
I literally will probably go down when they'll get them at, like, our local music shop, which I went to today with Jason Fuzzmonger.
That's the other thing
I had to tell you. We were talking, and he – remember – okay, so remember I talked about that business card from he had one that a buddy bought, and he never, like, really paid him. And so he's like, well, just pay me whenever. And the guy never really paid. And he's like, do you want this? And he's like, well, I do, but if somebody's just going to build it, then you can just go ahead and sell it to them. That's fine. And so I bought, like, the whole thing in kit today. Yeah. And he was just like, yeah, I'm thinking about driving out and looking at that guitar store. I was like, cool, yeah. And so we met up and we looked at guitars and talked for a while. And then he's like, I totally forgot about the pedal at that point. And he's like, oh, I have that for you. I was like, oh, cool. And I just PayPal him the money right there. I totally forgot. I didn't even bring money.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I was just excited to hang out with somebody today. It was over the age of two.
Yep.
Which is funny because he brought his daughter, who was two, and I should have just brought my daughter that was two, and they could have just did stuff. Like, we could have gone to, like, McDonald's and just, like, hung out.
Yep. I just thought of playing a play place.
Yes, the play. Yep. Are you guys gonna go to the play? Nah, man, that play closed down 2 years ago.
Nah, we too cool for the play. I don't know why they sound like that. They just do.
I don't either. But I'm interested.
We're gonna go to play. Like, what? We're going to the play. So stupid.
Like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, I'm not gonna be part of this.
Play.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you hang yourself.
That's so Spanish. I can't.
The only thing I want to know is I want to know where the heck my pure pedal is.
That is true.
Like, I don't care that I don't have it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I want to know where it is. Who has it? That's the biggest question.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good question, actually.
But. Yeah, some of this NAMM stuff that's out is just stupid looking. Like, I'm looking at some of their featured guitars. They just look so dumb. Like, there's this one that looks like somebody literally just, like, set it in a swamp and then pulled it out 10 years later. Yeah. And I think it's fine. Like, that's a fine look, but, like, it has, like, modern racing stripes on it. And I'm like, because it's like a Tele. And I'm like, that doesn't really look great. And then there's one that's, like, bamboo images on it, and it's a Telecaster. It's like a Telecaster Deluxe with, like, bamboo image on it. And I'm like, that's so stupid looking.
So stupid.
It's so stupid. But then, like, I see the Cowher guitars. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I do want a Titan. Maybe I should buy that. Like, sell some stuff and buy that.
That'd be sweet.
I think they're great looking. I don't know. I have to really think about that one. They look so good, though. They really do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I did type kitten instead of Titan, because apparently I don't know why. Yeah. It must have auto corrected, like, or I hit, like, down in the Google search or whatever. Because I typed Titan and I looked up and I was like, kitten. So cool, man. So so hopefully I can get that Kurt Ballou pedal going. I mean, I can build it. I have no issues putting that together. It's just I want it to look rad. I want to do like a metal box with, like, a window so you can see the card.
Yeah.
Which I think would because then I'll put, like, a light inside. So then, like, it, you know, like, it always, like, an always on light. I'll have to look that up because I don't remember how to do those things. But you know, I'll look that up and just have, like, a glowing light in the back all the time would be super awesome.
Yeah, well, it's like when we talked about that, like, putting the two pedals together for the bypass. Or, like, for, like, the tuner and the volume pedal, like, cutting a hole and then using plexiglass.
Yeah, but I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
No, I actually like that. That was really I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, maybe I should sell this and get one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I do like those Cowhers, though, or the Titans. I know they're Titans by Cowher, but I think they look great. Let's see. Ready to ship. Let's see what the ready to ship look like. I don't like any of the ready to ships, though. It's just because that's what's on hand. They're $1,400 though, which is very reasonable. That's an American. That's an American model, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if anybody's looking to get me anything, they have gift cards. You can just send a gift card to me, and we're good.
A $1,400 gift card to me.
For me. For me.
For me. For you. For everyone.
Yeah.
Hi, man. But it's about that time.
It is.
Where I need to go pack because I only slept 2.5 hours last night.
I think I hate you. Yeah.